Welcome to Season 4, Episode 11 of the Anitae Podcast. In case this is your first time, we talk about mostly isekai and My Hero Academia. When I say your name, please tell me how many isekai you're watching right now. Requiem?
At least four.
Kinksy?
Definitely four.
Wow. That's not Kinksy, by the way. Is Kinksy here?
Yes, I'm here.
How many are you watching?
Four.
Oh, that was you? Okay. And right, Zeno.
I'm not watching any, but I'm reading a few hundred.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my. Oh, my. And I'm not watching any because when you go to the demon world, not isekai, it doesn't count. But we do
it totally
talk about.
Counts.
But anyways, the format we go with on this podcast is we talk about what we're watching, go into some news that gets out of date by the time you hear it, and then we have a question of the day where we usually have a topic. Could be a list, be something else. But first, we'll do some housekeeping on the Anitae site. Requiem, what are some of the latest stuff we got on the site?
Well, we just dropped the Anitae group review of Lord Elmaloy 2's Case Files, Led Zeppelin, Grace Kelly Note, etc., etc. We got 7 authors for this one, including a couple of people who don't usually participate. So I thought it was pretty good. Got a good mix of opinions in there, not just 5 people who like it all the same way.
Nice.
That's good.
Anytime you get Fate involved, you're gonna get a good mix, you know.
Definitely. It's also quite an accessible show for a Fate show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, as accessible as Fate's going to get.
Right.
It's also not like weeb trash bullshit. It's like actually good.
Oh, no, it totally is, but...
It's got it in a good way.
It's like wrapped around a good show, and half of it is on a train.
That's true. There's a lot of train involved.
Uh-huh.
Any anime with a train involved is automatically
like
better.
Like that bullshit Food Wars. Like, we're on a train.
Rail Wars.
Habanery.
Anyways, what else we got?
We also have... the curiously named Requiem for Angel Beats, which is not written by me, but was actually written by Dill, about
like a waste.
One of the worst angel, one of the worst anime ever made, Angel Beats.
Wow,
but,
worse than
how can you say that?
Because I wanted to get that reaction. I hate that show, but he
Everyone
did
does.
An excellent job exclaiming why he loves it, and it's a good article, even if I'm not a fan of the show. So you know, I don't like the show, and I still like the article. So that tells you how good it is.
So the article,
I like the show, and I like the article.
Well, good for you.
It's okay to be wrong.
And of course, we also dropped recently the throwback 2013 edition of the Golden Slains. So if you don't want to just read about bad anime, but bad anime from 6 years ago, that's where you want to go.
But keep in mind, it's an old article, so it's going to be very racist and sexist.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna have all kinds of highly inappropriate patriarchy stuff in there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
and
no.
A guy who chooses the horse.
Oh, God. Yeah, if you wanted the collab, but for shows you should never watch, give it a read.
I don't have a URL for you, but I'm sure you can Google Anitae and find
it's
it.
It's getslained.kinja.com,
right?
Unless you mean for Anitae itself and not the Slains.
Yeah, it's that case is anitae.org. Really easy.
Real easy.
Yeah.
Plus, I believe it's on the very still new that it smells good, Reddit for Anitae.
Yeah.
And
Reddit.
Otherwise, I would not recommend going to Reddit for anything else at all.
Only for us.
Mm-hmm. Just like 4chan. All right, let's get into what we're watching. I think this is mostly, if not all, anime. I'm trying to think who we should start off with here. Actually, Kinksy, if you don't mind, I'm also watching No Guns Life. But what do you think? What do you think? How's it been the last few weeks?
I've really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
oh,
good.
That doesn't sound good. Have you not enjoyed it?
No, I like it. It's just I wish it was better. I don't know. Like, I love...
I like it. I wish it was good.
Yeah, I mean, these are the guys that said, yo, we could do One Punch Season 2, but what about this? And I love Juzo. He's a great character, but, like, I don't really like the kid much at all. He's supposed to be really important, and just every time he... Like, this isn't much of a spoiler, but he inhabited Juzo's body, and I'm just like, please just get out of there. Just give me Juzo back. This guy sucks. But the world is cool, and I don't know. It's got potential, so hopefully it goes somewhere cool. It looks like last week, it looks like stuff's about to go down. So,
yeah, I'm definitely interested to see where it goes. I really like Mary, and I like a lot of the side cast.
Mary is cool, yeah.
It does seem to be like one of those shows where every chick has a huge rack.
No, Mary
that is not entirely true.
It's not entirely true, but it's frequently true.
Not 2013. This isn't what we talk about.
It's like most of the characters in authority or villains seem to have massive racks and always side casts.
It gives them strength. It's the whole idea of character design where you have like a heavy top heavy torso that's like the hero, and then when they go for female characters, they're like, well, we'll just give her a huge chest. So
that's all the villains. All the villains are the ones that are stacked this season.
I don't know. I'm not good.
It's a show worth watching though. I mean, I like it. Just having a show that's sci-fi and not at all set in a high school and with adult characters.
I genuinely really like it. Like,
you really
it's
need
a
more.
Show that I find very much enjoyable.
I'm definitely gonna stick with it. I don't know. I guess I'm waiting for some kind of really important character development to happen. Right now, it kind of feels like a slice of life with occasional action.
I think it's going to be 24 episodes, so it's got time.
Oh, okay, so it's going to take its time.
Yeah, just stick to your guns.
Nice.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's how you end that topic.
What a shot in the dark.
Jesus Christ.
Going out
nothing.
With a bang.
We got 5 more minutes. Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
All right, we're going to move on to Babylon, which I loved the first 3 episodes. It was easily my show of the year. And maybe minor spoilers, but at the end of the 3rd episode, it's just like, oh, I thought this was how the series was going to end, but no, we're going to like transition into this other case file. They introduce some new characters, and it seems like the premise has changed a little bit. But I still think it's really good, and the directing and like just feels really eerie the way they take different shots and just all the camera work they do. But it's not quite... I think it's kind of dropped off a little bit, but anyone else watching Babylon?
Yeah. I mean, again, I quite enjoy it. I really like the main villain.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she hasn't turned up much. Every time she's on screen, she just oozes creepy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they literally say in the show, one thing I knew about her was that she was the most evil woman I'd ever met. I'm just like, well, just thrown right out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Subtle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see what her deal is. I'm sure there's something supernatural going on, but if there isn't...
Supernatural? I just assumed that she was, like, psychotic, and...
No, there's, like, she's too... Like,
well, they have
people
the drugs.
Get an is it... I completely missed the thing about the drugs. Maybe she is just drugging people.
Well, when you're talking to the psychiatrist in the recent episode, he was saying how he just like was so enraptured by her, and I don't think that had anything to do with the drugs, but also the guy who's running the new district in Tokyo, they are also talking about drugs that like make people, I don't know, more susceptible to stuff. I guess they haven't really explained it yet. So I'm wondering if it's more the drugs or just her, she's like super seductive or something.
Yeah, I don't know if she has a supernatural aura or is all explainable, but I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yeah, I'm still in.
Of course you are. She's a hot, evil, crazy chick.
Hey. Hey. I haven't got a defense, but hey.
Good defense. Requiem, what about A Sentence of a Bookworm?
Well, A Sentence of a Bookworm is another entry in our favorite genre of isekai.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really great because they went such the opposite direction, you know. In a show, we have two overpowered protagonists. Yeah, isekai is this season, and Bookworm is the exact opposite. Like, it's such a slow, mundane kind of world, but they handle it so well because you like all the characters. Like, we're talking about a character whose main power is inventing pancakes and shampoo.
That's just smart.
Which is like, is this like if you got reincarnated into another world? This is probably more what it would be like. You'd just be another plebe, you know, stuck with a crap family. It doesn't, you know, you're just one more person in that world. She doesn't have any powers. She doesn't have magic. In fact, she's not even like a normal kid. She's a sick kid. And so seeing yeah, her just like her mighty struggle isn't against the demon lord, it's to find a damn book.
Yeah, she's incredibly frail. Like, she hasn't got much strength, but she needs help with everything. And it's, imagine if Dr. Stone wasn't ridiculous.
I can't.
Yeah, like what a normal person might actually functionally be able to figure out on their own.
Yeah, she's like she's using her knowledge from the present day, but she has barely any access to modern technology. Like, she's doing her best. Like, she making a clay tablet
right.
is
but
a
like she,
massive achievement.
Yeah. But, like, she has no financial power. She has no political clout. She doesn't even have any personal strength. She needs to be carried around half the time because she can't make the walk to her destinations.
She's
completely the opposite of an overpowered protagonist.
And she's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's so many of the characters in that show are adorable. I don't normally like kid characters, but all the kids in that show are great.
Can you compare the art style to anything more recent that's come out?
It's pretty basic art style.
Yeah.
It's not like Endro, which is like super cute and colorful.
No, it's not really stylized in any heavy way.
No, it's just anime.
It's just anime. Okay.
It kind of looks like Isekai Cheat Magician if they put in some effort.
Nobody watches that.
Oh, that's damning praise right there.
Which
I'm just saying.
Curious, it's not a studio.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't remember.
Alrighty.
I want to say A1, but I'm not 100% sure.
A1 feels right.
Let's see. Kinksy, what's this about Null and Peeta?
Okay, this show is a short, and I think only me and Luigi are watching it. But it's one of these shows where it's basically a show about a girl who lost her sister, and then decide to build a robot and put her personality into it.
Oh, okay.
That always ends
well. So it's body horror?
No. Because, the thing is, the thing was like something went wrong, and then like the robot is like super possessive and like crazy and like wants to help her in every way. And then it turns out her sister was like that before she died.
Oops.
Yeah, so she basically made a perfect sister. But her sister's like a terrible cook and a pain in the ass, and just like makes her life really like not bad, but like she just wants like, I just want you to be my sister and I love you. And then she's like, yeah, but you've got to eat my horrible curry.
So is this mostly a comedy?
The things we do for love.
Yeah.
Are you sure this is a comedy?
It is mostly a comedy, but it has these really, it has moments every now and again where it goes like really dark.
Hmm.
Like, there's a part where she blasts off into space to get away from her sister, and then the robot sister flies up there and then runs out of battery. And it's like, oh, this has got serious all of a sudden.
So she blasts off into space. She has, like, a jet, or is she also, like...
Oh, she is a child genius.
Okay, it's one of those.
It is one of those. But the thing is, every episode that goes on, it feels like something's wrong. Like, this show feels like something is going to be peeled back and there's going to be a twist. Something feels off about this show. Hmm. And I'm banking on it going somewhere really, really dark.
So when you say...
So you're waiting on the Wham episode.
Yes, pretty much.
So it's like that that Centaur anime where it's just like super nice and colorful and happy, but then also super dark shit going on in the background?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. Like, I mean, no one's watching this show and I would say to watch it.
I mean, you've kind of moment, got me intrigued right here.
In the most recent episode, the world, like, it was like the beach episode, and then everyone glitched, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Why did all those people just suddenly glitch like that?
Uh-oh.
You had me attention. Yeah, that was...
I highly recommend it. It'll take you, like, currently there's 6 episodes out. You could watch it in 40 minutes.
That's not bad.
Is it a short?
It's 5-minute episodes.
Oh, okay, that's actually much easier. Yeah, I think I'm going to try and get in the habit of saying the name of the show after we're done talking, because like, we'll start talking, like, what the hell were they talking about? So yeah, that was Null and Peeta, and that sounds pretty cool. I actually wrote it down.
I think it's web only on Crunchyroll. It's not airing like on TV.
Okay. Well, that affects me greatly. Well, we all got one left, but I got a bunch that I wanted to blast through. So
go for it.
Speaking of blast... I've been watching Yu Yu Hakusho, and there's a whole lot of finger blasting in that. We can say that.
Hell yeah!
We talked about this like a month ago, or maybe 2 months ago. Where it's like,
yeah, it was because I hadn't watched it.
No, I hadn't watched it either.
No, you hadn't watched it.
I hadn't watched it. And it's okay if I hadn't watched it. But I've seen like a lot of the stuff from the era, and I'm just like, oh, I should probably watch this eventually. And all you guys said it was amazing, so I've been watching it, and it's good. You know, I think it's good shonen. It's very, very basic. Like, it's just like, oh, we're actually just in a tournament. And, okay, there's stuff that happens before the tournament. We've all seen it. And it's just, I don't know. It's just good action. Just
it is early enough that it set a lot of the tropes that it's, you know, using.
Yeah, I definitely am watching it with that in mind. Like, I'm not expecting, usually nowadays you expect your expectations to be subverted like on two meta levels, and then maybe you'll get one. Maybe once in a while they'll be like, oh, okay, that's surprising, but usually it's very predictable.
It can seem basic, but that's because it's set that baseline for future shows.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that tournament arc is one of the all-time great tournament arcs.
It really is.
Which is unfortunate, because I just finished the first one, now you're saying the second one is not as good.
No, it's even better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the best part of the show you haven't gotten to yet.
It's fantastic. That's actually good. Because the preview I saw, like, oh, he looks older, so I don't know if there was like a time skip or something.
Nah, no comment.
All right, good. That's actually the right answer. but yeah, that's all I really want to say, just that I've been watching.
I definitely need to watch it at some point, but it will probably be on like season 7 by the time I get through it.
I don't want to like bring up this like other topic, but I wouldn't say it's like up there with my favorite shonens. I mean, it's cool, but I don't know. It's very basic.
Give it some more time. It might climb the ranks on you.
I do enjoy it, but yeah, there's like I don't know how many are left. I think I'm past halfway point, but we'll see what happens. I know you guys.
No comment.
Right. Yeah.
Say anything.
I know a couple of you talked about Chihaya Furu season 3 last time. And I just want to bring it up again because I forgot how much I love this show.
I think like, that's Gugsy's baby.
Yeah, he likes all sports things that don't have a cleavage in them. Chihaya is just like, she at the end of season 2, she couldn't use her right hand. So she basically had to use her left hand all the time. And she had to like play like not as aggressively. So then she takes, it's like in Dragon Ball where like, oh, they take the weights off. Like, oh my God, you've been playing with these weights this whole time. And then she like can use her right hand and now she's like ambidextrous and nimble. And it's like, man, she's just gone Super Saiyan. And it's just really cool to see just these characters again. And I'm just really loving it again.
I find it funny that they made like someone break in their hand to like Rock Lee taking off the sand weights moment.
Basically, yeah.
It's one of those shows that I would probably enjoy. I just tend to avoid sports shows.
It's I don't know. It's weird because it has that typical sports shonen thing where like people are commenting on what's going on, and that's where most of the dialogue is. Like, oh man, what if they do this and then they do that instead, and then they have all these just constant reaction moments. Yeah, but it's just the characters are just so likable, and it's such a down to earth thing that you can really like. I've never heard of this sport or card game, whatever you want to call it, before this anime, and now that I'm watching it, I've learned so much about it. I'm like, I think I understand how to play, and I kind of want to do it, but I don't know. I love it. Blade of the Immortal. Who else is watching Blade?
I'm watching the hell out of that.
Except right.
Yep.
That show is great.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's probably the best show of the season.
Jeez, okay, now why exactly? Because I think it's just a good samurai show, but what specifically makes it so much better?
Oh, really? I think it's a fantastic samurai show. It's so ethereal to me. Plus, I was a huge fan of the manga, so it's like a nearly flawless adaptation of it. Mm. You know, it's got that it uses violence in such a like fascinating way. Like it's so over the top, but still artistic in the way it uses it.
I just feel like every episode is chance encounter with one of the bad guys, girl gets caught, guy rescues girl, he gets cut up to the point where he's almost dead, and then he ends up defeating the guy, but oh wait, the bad guy was actually kind of good. That's like every single episode. It's good, don't get me wrong, I just think it's a little predictable.
Well, I mean, it becomes a little less like that as it goes along, and the various storylines start to intertwine, but it's the whole thing's about like the toll...
The pointlessness of revenge.
Yeah. Pointless revenge, the toll revenge will take on you, yeah.
It feels like one of those shows that just won't end well.
Oh, I'd be disappointed if it did. Like, he has to die. Don't tell me, but I assume he dies.
No comment.
Wouldn't that be a happy ending? He wants to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the thing. If he died, he'd actually probably happy. Be okay with that.
Surely if the girl dies, that would be even worse.
That'd be pointless. Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, really, yeah, because she's actually the center of the story, like her overall learning about the world and loss of innocence and all that, and the whole dig two graves thing about revenge. I just think it's great.
I think she is essential, because when you have this immortal character, it's like, well, what's at stake? It's like, oh, well, he needs to make sure that she survives too, so that actually, yeah, she's definitely essential to the story.
And it's glad that they brought in the monk episode, because it's important to know that he could die if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has the option, but now he has purpose. So as long as he's able to keep her alive, he has some kind of meaning to what he's doing.
So you're saying they're not going to adapt the whole thing? They're just going to pick and choose like the best stories?
How long did they say they were going to adapt the whole thing? I don't know.
They said it's a full adaptation, so.
Okay, cool.
They did. They skipped a little bit to get to him, but yeah.
Can you briefly compare it to the original series? Because I never watched the original.
The first anime version?
Yeah, the first adaptation.
The first adaptation was shit.
Yes. This much I know.
Furious about the first one because it was terrible. It completely missed the point. And it tried to like tone down the violence instead of like celebrate the violence, which is kind of the point. I mean, in the manga, some of those like the kill shots are these full 2-page splash like drawings splash that are incredible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You're an artist. You know what I'm talking about.
I am familiar with using 2 pages at once. Yes.
Yeah, it's like it was. I'm just saying it's like a full like single image that takes up the whole thing, and they're amazing.
Yeah, it's like Bleach. It's like 90% of that is just 2-page splashes of like someone cutting someone. So yeah.
Yeah, this one has a story though.
Oh. No one would be offended by that. Everyone knows Bleach has no story.
It was literally just an excuse for him to make pretty drawings.
He literally said that in his original manga. What's it called? That zombie ghost zombie. I don't remember what it's called.
I don't know.
Anyways,
I don't remember.
We don't. It's not important. But yeah, I think we all are enjoying it. And Ride Zeno, you need to get on that shit.
No thanks.
Okay, I have one more show that I wanted to bring up. And now, normally, I don't really tell people they should watch this, and maybe you don't need to watch this. But I just want to bring up that Sword Art Online Alicialization.
Alicization.
Thank you. It has a second core going on right now, and I just wanted to say, it's the second core is better. I think it's good. I think it's cool. They introduced this really fucked up villain that's like really helping things out, voiced by a guy who, because I don't remember anyone's names, but he was the Rakugo guy. He's Katsura and Gintama. Forget, but I just love him whenever he's in stuff, and he's the main villain now. And
but the question is it worth watching the previous 3 seasons to get to this bit?
Previous 3 seasons. I mean, the first season of Sword Art Online is good, but there's like a lot of garbage.
And then there's
the
Fairy Dance, which is definitely bad.
Probably the worst.
Mother's Rosario is almost worth watching everything up to it just for that.
You know what? I'll agree with you to that. Mother's Rosario was probably the peak of Sword Art.
Is that the one with the terminally ill girl? Or
yes,
that
yeah,
is
that one was. So that one was really good because Asuna was a main character in that, and then the previous episode of the currently airing Sword Art Online, Asuna is now going in to help save Kirito. So I think she's going to play a bigger part, not as a damsel, but as someone who's actually going to be doing some fighting alongside.
Good.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is the show is good when it doesn't focus on its main character.
I'm saying it's good. Correct. When the female is the lead, basically.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Kirito is just like in this like vegetable state where he can barely talk. He's just like, he's like grabbing at his sword and you can't do anything with.
So nothing's changed.
Right. Yeah, how do you tell?
One thing has changed. I know what a flux light is now. I think.
I'm sorry.
Flux light.
Is it like a fleshlight?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Fuck. I might be reading the wrong doujin, actually. Never mind. We got a few more
There's
shows.
There's a flux light inside all of us.
Yeah, that's
no, there isn't. Fuck off.
Editors note, do not put fleshlights inside you. Red Zeno, we have not talked to you about anything yet. You're watching one show and nothing else. What is it?
Yep. We Never Learned, Season 2.
Okay.
Imagine if Nisekoi didn't suck.
I can't. Impossible.
Well, I mean, it does suffer from the same disease of it's never going to resolve.
The manga is actually getting close to the end.
Okay.
It is nearing the end. In the meantime, though, every single character is enjoyable, so it's the exact opposite of Nisekoi.
That's fair. I enjoy the show for the most part.
Question, right? How many seasons would it have to be for a full adaptation, do you think?
I have no idea.
How many volumes are out?
I would guess 3 or 4.
Okay.
The difference is that it would actually be entertaining the entire way through.
Yeah, Nisekoi was like 200 chapters, and I literally just remember skipping to the last 10 once the show ended.
You missed nothing.
Give me a brief synopsis on what that show is all about, rather than compared to Nisekoi.
This dude from a poor family is in high school. He has clawed his way to the top of the school test rankings, and he's applying for a scholarship. And basically, the school has told him, "All right, we'll get you the scholarship you want if you tutor the two geniuses that the school is so proud of." The thing is, those two geniuses are extremely specialized, and they are utter dog shit at each other's best subject. And unfortunately, the ones that they want to get a career in are the ones they're bad at. And like, everybody's been dogging on them their entire lives, and so this dude is trying to help them actually get ahead at what they're terrible at, rather than playing to their strengths.
And they're girls, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a love comedy.
There's a third one that joins in later that he's known forever. It's his childhood friend. She's on the swim
team.
Jesus,
it is Nisekoi.
It kind of, sorta. The teacher that was ragging on them the most has by this point come around and is trying to help them out. She's also being kind of sort of teased as a love interest, but like, she was never really one of the main choices. Like, it's going to be one of the main three. They make that obvious, but like, she's there often enough and she's in compromising situations often enough that it kind of sort of maybe, but like, it's not going to happen, which is a shame because she's a great character. And it's the same for, the standout best character in the show by far is also not one of the main three.
That's a shame, because she's obviously best girl.
Yes, she is amazing. She's possibly one of the best characters this year.
Okay.
Which one's the blue hair girl I see in all the memes?
She is the one that's good at literature and bad at math.
Okay.
But she wants a career in astronomy, so she has to get into a science college.
Right.
Okay. I just love that thing when you see her face just getting sadder and sadder and more desperate.
She's a great character. She really is.
They all are. They're all great characters. And this is one of the few harem shows where I am okay no matter who wins. I like them all.
I really am interested in this show, but I just haven't got time to watch it yet.
It can be legitimately very funny.
Just put it on your list and binge it when you get a chance.
Yeah, sounds good. I liked Nisekoi. I watched Love Hina.
Oh, God.
I've watched
these
old harems.
Don't watch
it. This is
so much better than most of them.
How's it compared to Quintessential? I cannot speak today.
Quince.
Yeah.
It's probably the same quality.
Oh, I'm done.
I think the characters are better.
Okay.
But like, production quality, it's about equal.
I've never been interested in something and immediately lost interest quickly.
All right. Public service announcement, by the way, for the audience, do not watch Love Hina.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah, it's not worth your time.
Also, it's like Nisekoi if it was worse.
Harems can be fine if you find a way to make it more interesting than just
harems ruined Hayate no Gotoku. I will stay by this my entire life.
Oof.
That's a spicy take.
First season was better than everything that came after it. Moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah,
before
let's
y'all get lynched.
Didn't I say to make my abilities average in the next life? Requiem, what is that?
It's another isekai, but this one, some people can compare it to Endro from, like, was it last season? 2 seasons ago?
So long ago. At least
it's just really cute.
It was winter season.
We're back to the overpowered protagonist, but she doesn't want to be overpowered, so it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is just, the core four characters work together really well, and it's really funny. The last episode brought the feels for some reason. Hit you with the feels, yeah. Matt.
Oh, shit.
Everyone has a tragic background, except for one character who is played for comedy for having a regular background.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's another isekai, but it's extremely genre savvy and self-aware, and it's really fun. So I recommend it.
like the thing is, she's like she's joined a party with the other three girls, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we want to be heroes." She's like, "I just want to sit over there and not do anything, please."
But she's so powerful, she can't. So the thing is, I want to not stand out, and then she like wields ridiculous like ninth tier magic, and she carves like, Nendoroids, which cracks me up.
Ooh. Yes, and that was the thing, like in the very brief episode where they're at the school, where I thought they were going to be there for the whole fucking show.
Nope.
Yeah, they literally, and then she's like, "Yeah, I'm going to just cast the same spell as her," so they think I'm weak. And it turns out that's her own unique spell, and she just learned it just from watching her. And she's like, "The fuck are you doing?
Whoops.
You just stole my magic."
It's a good show. It really is.
It really is. It's like, if it wasn't for A Sense of a Bookworm, it'd probably be the most like sweet, one of the sweeter shows this season.
Hmm. Yeah, average. Average and Bookworm both point out that you can still do Isekai and still make a good show. Like the genre hasn't been completely drained of all its charm yet.
Funny enough, they both have female leads.
That does help.
Yeah, you're gonna want to expect more of that because that's the next big thing. Villainous in the next season is going to be great too. The Doomflag Villainous or whatever it is.
Is that the one where she's the villainess of an Otome game?
Yes, and again, that's the next big thing.
That's going to be
good.
There's
so many of those coming out in novels and manga and webtoons. It's all over. It is the next big thing. The
thing is, Isekai is such a like fertile ground, but then we get Isekai Cheap Magician and Wise Man's Grandson. It's like, why? Why would you adapt these pieces of garbage? And yeah, oh fuck, Arafureta.
And there's still no Sevens. Where the hell is my Sevens adaptation?
Do you really want to do Sevens after what they did to Arafureta?
No! I wanted them to do Sevens like 5 or 6 years ago, damn it!
Arafureta was painful.
It really was. Let's move past it quickly. To another Isekai.
So what is Kawanomichi Rise Up?
Okay, this is the one that was written by the Konosuba author.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a masked wrestler who loves animals gets sent to another world and then decides to fuck everything off and just open a pet shop.
Oh, okay. Is this the one where he does like a backbreaker to the princess in the first episode?
Yes. Yeah,
German suplex.
Thank you.
Let's get our terminology correct.
It's pretty funny. Like it's got the Konosuba thing where none of the principal cast are necessarily likable. I think he just likes writing shitty characters. Like, the closest thing they've got to a likable character is the girl who just loves gold and doesn't give a fuck about anything else. And the aunt who has no speaking role and just cleans up the house and beats the shit out of intruders.
Okay, I like that.
Entirely off screen, by the way.
Oh.
Literally,
Words than gold.
Sorry, what was that?
Is it better or worse than Konosuba?
I don't think it's as good as Konosuba, but I'm still enjoying it.
That's a high bar, though.
Yeah, Konosuba's a high bar. Like, none of the characters are instantly as memorable as the cast of Konosuba.
All right, I think that's everything we're watching, unless you guys had anything else you wanted to bring up before we get into the news. All right, he speaks to everyone else. Let's get into the news.
Oh, please, no.
Requiem, can you please give us a news song?
News.
That's honestly, that's a lot better than I expected.
I expected a little more, but it was pretty good. All right, I'm going to just start with this, which really surprised me. Apparently, Demon Slayer is currently the best-selling series of 2019, which sold 200,000 more than One Piece. And we all knew that One Piece was just
apparently
the titan that topped. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
It can now. 20 years, but it's finally been topped.
Apparently, the thing you need to top it is a ball gag. Or a scroll gag? Whatever.
A bamboo gag.
Bamboo gag, yeah.
Close enough. We all know what it's for.
Mm-hmm. Also, for the record, we all know that Demon Slayer is legitimately good.
Like, if something was going to topple One Piece, I'm glad it was Demon Slayer, because I actually like that show.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't like Black Clover and Hero Academia.
Why would it be Black Clover? If it had been Black Clover,
because
I would have
people are terrible.
It was the Isekai
Magician was inexplicably popular.
We went up to the Crunchyroll list where it was just the top five were like Isekais. Why? Has that list been released for this season yet?
It was popular for the same reason that Isekai continues to be popular, because people are terrible.
Yeah, I'm just glad it was Demon Slayer and not Black Clover.
Definitely.
You mean Black Clover!
I think it's... Yeah, I think it's good that Demon Slayer's got all this popularity so that we
they can make a movie and then hopefully they'll make a season two. Then hopefully they'll release the bloody movie in the West so we can watch it.
Nope.
No, that kind of sucks.
I mean, I guess... Yeah, we'll just have to fly to Japan again, hybrid.
Check it out when I get a chance. I mean, helicopter flights.
We got our own jet now.
Once you have your own, so it's fine. Hey, don't plate it. It is a jet, though. It's very nice. What else we got here? Requiem, well, what do you got?
We found this news that we thought was kind of hilarious, is that a company is putting together a anime cruise called Ocean Anime. Which sounds like the worst idea ever.
Spell that, please.
They're going to take 2,000 people, put them on a boat, and they had to facilitate interaction between fans, J culture, anime brands, and the venue. So just imagine an anime expo trapped on a boat.
So a bunch of nerds.
Just imagine all the lines and the ridiculous people and the people who don't know basic hygiene, and you're all on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I was going to say it's Confunk meets Scurvy.
Oh, you know how you're supposed to...
You know, I've worked on the cruise. I feel sorry for those crew members. I've heard horror stories about things. I was once on a cruise ship, and there was an actual cult on board. Like, I was joking. And, like, a cult booked out, like, 200 tickets of the cruise and booked out the entire theater.
So just imagine every annoying weeb you've ever met, and now you're on a boat.
Yeah, and like the thing is, like, that's not the only thing I've heard. I've heard like horror stories of like, especially let's just say groups of young people who could contain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Well, I mean, they could be just the antisocial.
Who
type,
would,
just,
who,
like,
which kind of person
is
then is
going
to have
time.
The money to book a cruise?
I expect a lot of
the parents, obviously.
Do you know how expensive? Wow. What, a one-piece cruise?
I want to go on that cruise. Hell yeah.
They
even have a song about We on the Cruise.
On the cruise.
Oh, Jesus.
We are.
If they don't play that when they come out of court, that would be a completely missed opportunity.
I'll just never forget when I went to Otakon and there were I was cosplaying as Zoro and there were tons of people singing the song. They were just playing over a speaker. And I'm like, maybe I'm not.
Wait, you wore a black mask and had a sword?
Yes, I was that Zoro at an anime convention.
Lots
of people calling me Zolo.
I'm not
remember that?
Zolo.
And he was called Zolo instead. And I didn't answer them. I just kept walking. Fuck them. I also had wooden swords, and I hurt my gums from putting it in my mouth so many times. That's not a curse, though. That's not important. What?
Okay.
Kingsley, what's your new story?
Anime series, which I believe aired summer last year, Review Starlight, is getting an anime compilation film.
Sounds about right.
Next year. Ish. Yeah.
So, I watched it, and I loved it, but I don't know if I want to watch a compilation
film. I don't think this is one of those films where I don't think... I don't see a reason for it to exist.
The pacing in the show is based per character, so it'd be really weird
they
to adapt that.
Because there's so many characters in there, there was like a battle at least every one or two episodes. Like, how would you... I don't know. Yeah, how would you...
And how are you
going to
reuse all that animation?
Turn it into a battle royale. Get several of them done at once.
No.
Yeah.
Is it just a compilation, or is there two movies?
It's just a compilation, I believe.
Okay. Well, I'm double checking ANN's thing on this. It says there'll be a new, brand new anime film and a separate compilation film.
Oh, I did not see that. That is a wow. I don't know where they'd go from. Yeah, I don't know where they'd go from there. We're suck.
Not journalist people. They could do a bit of a flashback and tell a different story. They can go more into
new characters, I guess.
Be interesting to see.
I don't think they could, considering how the show was. It was very self-contained.
They could always do it. They could find a way. Banana could show up and just be like, I made muffins again. Like, oh, shit. That's all I remember.
Banana ice.
That was banana ice.
She was. She was so good.
Oh, she's a great kid.
That show was really good. Kidding. I didn't expect to like it.
We have a... Really? I mean, the director. I forget his name. Again, someone remind me. Okay, the Utena guy. The guy, the original Sailor Moon guy.
It looks stunning. Most of his stuff is great. Has a story you can follow. Banana. It's crazy. Imagine that. Imagine making something you could follow. I'm not still mad at Sarazanme.
I could follow that. It was just real weird. And butts. Very, very wet.
That's a soundbite that you're never going to live down now.
Well, that's the title of this episode.
Oh, I'm not going to... I could have used the word ooze and go for both memes, but I did not.
Oh.
All right. So we have another story about Black Clover that no one here cares or likes Black Clover, but apparently it's got a real messy production history. I'd recommend going to this news website known as Reddit.
Be very careful while you're there.
As I have said before, please do not go to Reddit for anything except Anatay and porn. Or you can... I mean, we have a section. You'll find it. It's fine.
Didn't you just say you wouldn't recommend to go to Reddit for anything?
But Anatay or porn?
That's 90% of Reddit anyway. Is anime and
don't
porn.
Ask questions you don't want answered, Kinksy.
That is entirely fair.
/ rule 34. It's fine. Right, Zeno.
Kill 'Em All Tamino has told the creator of Your Name that he needs to put some sex in his movies while he was being interviewed by Japanese Weekly Playboy.
Excellent. I think the bigger news story here is that there's a Japanese Weekly Playboy.
I can't believe they're interviewing Gundam writers on it.
I can.
I just can't believe a guy who created Rikun Jisa in G has the balls to criticize anybody.
No, that's exactly it. Let alone Shinkai. That's exactly it, though. That's why they were interviewing him. Rikun Jisa in G was just him jacking off on a page.
God, that show sucks so bad.
It was terrible. Oh my god. No.
No.
Brief synopsis, if you don't mind.
It's Gundam, but terrible.
Okay, he minds. All right.
Yeah, but it's not like G Gundam, oh, this is hilarious, bad, or like, you know, Gundam X, what the fuck is happening here? It's not even as fun as Gundam Wing. Gundam Wing is so overwrought, but it appeals to a very specific group. Rikun Jisa and G appeals to nobody.
Yeah.
Well, that's the all-important news you need to know about.
Yeah, from 2 weeks ago.
We got one more. Yes. By the time you listen to this, none of this will be true. And most
because Tamino killed them.
Question of the week. You keep saying that, I just assume you mean the Grand Torino, but you do. All right, so question this week is best first episodes. We have a bunch here, but we'll see how many we can get through. I'm not going to go with me first. In fact, I think I'm going to go with Requiem. Your pick
I think
was actually
me,
my original
you
pick.
And
so,
Requiem will pick this show.
We're all thinking it.
The
it's
pick, of course,
ridiculous.
Is the first episode of Guy Ray Zero, which I've never been 100% sure how to say it. Guy Ray Zero. Which Proton was here to overpronounce it?
There you go. Zero.
Had one of the all-time great fake-out first episodes where the whole conflict is set up and you have all these characters who show up to battle the monsters and then by near the end of the episode they're all fucking dead. And And then the episode is actually in median res, it turns out, because they have to time skip backwards in the next few episodes. But that first episode is great. Like, you're watching it, you got all these characters, there's all this action, they fight the monsters, and then you're like, whoa, 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 what the fuck just happened?
It's one of those shows where
a whole different show.
All the promo was just clips from that first episode, which, like, they cleverly put together to make it look like the whole series.
Well, I remember on AnnaDB, I was checking the info on the show, and it just showed the dude on the motorcycle and the, I don't know, his girlfriend or whatever. And I was like, oh, these are the main characters. Cool. And then, like, the next week, I went to that same page, and it was a totally different promo art. Like, man, they really went all
you came in blind like I did to that show, it completely catches you off guard. You're like, what just happened?
I did too.
It's like a... Yeah. It's like it was like the last episode of a previous show.
Basically. And I guess the person that kills all of them, because this is a prequel to the manga Garay, right? And the one that kills
she's
all
of
them
first,
is like a main
she's
character
the main villain
in the main
of the first
series.
Arc
so
of the
I guess
show.
If you were
of the manga, sorry.
Yeah, and there's like a thing behind her, like she's
no,
not really
is actually,
a villain. She's kinda like
someone who is not even in Garay Zero. I think it's Yuki is it Yuki?
Yomi.
Yomi no, well, not Yomi, the other girl. The other girl is the main side character.
Kagura.
Kagura, that was it.
Yeah Kagura is the support character for the male main character of Garay, but he's not even in this show until the last 2 seconds of the last episode.
Yeah. But that first episode was glorious.
Oh, boy.
So one of the... So we started off with the best, apparently. One thing I want to know, is Garay Zero Yuri?
Not really.
There's very, very slight undertones.
No. There's that one episode where they're like eating the pocky or something.
And then they rip out all...
I've been...
That show's so dark.
Oh, that show's fucked up.
It's not even a great show. It's a good show, but it's not even like...
Yeah, I call it a great show.
Of course you would.
Yeah, I'd say at least watch that first episode. Watch the first episode, but don't listen to this podcast.
Welp.
Yeah, so spoiler warning, the previous 5 minutes, don't listen to that.
Whoever edits this.
Yeah, timestamps. I mean, the thing is, it's best first episode, so it's like, oh, it's just the first episode. But even then, it's like, it's still kind of a spoiler. Let's move on to something else. Let's just go down the line here.
Yep.
Kinksy,
okay.
I'm a fan
first,
of the show, too.
The first episode of Amagi Brilliant Park.
Yep.
This is a show.
You can use one joyful. Word to describe it. What would it be?
It makes me so happy. Right. I can watch that first episode over and over, and it just puts the biggest smile on my face. Because it basically... Okay.
Well, what about the first episode makes
with,
it so good compared to the...
Lead girl Sento pointing a gun in the main character's face and saying, date me.
A gun she pulled out of nowhere from territory.
No, I'm pretty sure the show just starts with him looking in the barrel of the gun and it flips to show her. And it's like, what the fuck? And then go on a date with me. And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Actually, the show starts with him waiting for her and like posing in the glass.
Oh, yeah.
That shit kills me every time.
And then...
That gif
is great. I like just stare at
and
that for
just,
a full hour.
The funny is it just gets funnier because it's like, we're going to go to this park. And then it's like, okay, let's get off. No, here's the Love Hotel. They bought the rights to the name. What? and then they go to the park and it's so shit. But it does a great job of introducing you to all of the main cast and how shit they are.
And it's loose. It's loosely tied to Full Metal Panic Fumafu, like very loosely. And I love the little nods they give to that, because that up until this point, that was probably my favorite comedy.
I just
love that
great
they bring
episode.
That stuff back.
It ties up everything you need to know about the series. It sets the stakes and introduces you to a lot of the cast while being absolutely hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all agree.
Okay.
White Zeno, what you got here?
The first episode I've picked out
five minutes.
Is Asura Crying, which is the show that doesn't know what it wants to be when it grows up. The very first time I watched this show, the first episode of this show, I had to go back and watch it again, and then again, because I did not understand what the hell was happening in it. The third time through, I actually made a list of all the different genres it hopped through in that first fucking 20-minute episode. I don't know where that list is. I couldn't find it. I looked for it. But there was like 30 different genres that it flitted through over the course of this episode. It is completely and utterly ridiculous. That is a good question.
You only gave him 5 minutes. You can't do a Sure That Crying in 5 minutes.
Yeah, no. It is a magical high school cyborg mecha fantasy sci-fi demons, dragons, ghosts, everything show.
Wasn't this based off a game?
I don't know. If so, I want to play it because holy shit!
Apparently, like, what I've heard is the game is terrible. But you just watch the cutscenes, and they've probably just done that with the anime.
Makes sense.
They just put all the story into all the cutscenes, but then they've condensed it into 12 episodes. And apparently the game makes about as much sense.
Yeah, as in none.
So this is a...
Of course.
This is a Kojima game.
Mech Stranding.
Okay. Topical. All
right. Yeah, that's it for that one. You done already? We want to do a second round. It's ridiculous. Wacky? Yeah. You gave me 5 minutes. Cool. I can't do it justice. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I think that was three. I was pretty impressed, honestly. Yeah, let's do some more. Well, I haven't done mine, but we'll do a couple. I'll start with Little Witch Academia, which is just overall a fantastic show, but specifically the first episode, I couldn't believe how well they did in world building and character development and just like having a nice animation piece to end it all off. Because I had watched the movie, I forget if it was a movie or an OVA, but they had like two of them, and I liked them. But it was mainly because they were just really great animation pieces. You didn't really have time to get to know the characters or understand what was going on other than, oh, this is like anime Hogwarts with, you know, girls. But the first episode just does an amazing job of just throwing you in and giving you absolutely everything you need to know to understand it. And it's just genuinely good. You know, it's not wacky or anything. It's just genuinely really good.
Yeah.
I saw the two movies.
I really enjoyed it. It really was pretty. We're talking about the very first episode of the series, yeah? Not movies or anything. Yeah. It was like when she's just trying to get into the school and then just gets sucked up into that wormhole. Yeah.
Yeah, they go to like the wrong place and they fight like that thing. And that's
a really good episode.
All her friends. I just think it does way... Yeah, it's just way better than the movies because just like you have no reason to care about these guys. It just goes by so quickly. Whereas this is just really
I really like the
paced movies.
It's funny. I still haven't finished the show. I've watched
that's all.
Half of it and then dropped off. And I don't know why.
Too many isekai.
Yeah, I watched the movie. Somehow I never got around to the show.
It was on Netflix, I think.
That's probably why.
Yeah, it was a Netflix prison.
I've only seen the Dojins.
Yeah, I would recommend if you like.
For fuck's sake, right?
Moving on.
Oh boy. Little girls. Let's move on. I'm gonna just go with me, and then we'll go down the line again. This might actually be a more interesting pick, but I always struggle to talk about this show because it's so different. Shinsekai Yori, or From the New World, as Requiem was saying, going into anime blind just makes things so much better. I knew this was getting good reviews, so I just went into it. I had no idea what it was about. So it starts off with people just inexplicably like running around scared, just getting like just blowing up. Turns out people are awakening to psionic abilities and they're just like killing each other. And then we skip ahead to the post-apocalypse where we have a bunch of kids in school, but they all have psionic powers as if it's normal. And they're just talking about all these weird mythology and stories about how you can't leave the town or the mean monster will kill you. And then you have children disappearing and teachers being creepy and doing like these seance. Like, it's just so strange and super intriguing that it immediately had my attention. And this series just is one of my personal top favorites, like top 10 of all time. It's just so out there. And I think the first
episode
does an amazing
job. I think one of the most subtle things about that episode is all the promotional material had five main characters. First episode has six characters. That girl does not last long. She just disappears and no one talks about it.
She does not come back.
Yeah, it's surprising in a lot of first episodes that just spoil shows. We're finding out.
I was going to compare this to Boku no Hero. I mean, it's nothing like it, but it has that dire element at all times. You're like, oh my god, what's going to happen to these kids? Like, every episode,
yeah,
you're just it's always worried.
It's got a very heavy atmosphere. It's a really good show.
Mm-hmm. And it also deals with, like, gender roles and transgender and like homosexual stuff like no other anime I'd ever heard. It also has one.
I mean,
episode,
wasn't that was episode 4? Wasn't that like a guest animator, and then they completely cocked it up.
Nah, it's the one where they're running away from like all the mold people, and like the animation's just like all over the place. I think it's because they just try and do too much in one episode, and I'm like, oh, you know what?
I think they did
fix it in the Blu-ray.
But yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I also highly recommend it. It's probably my top top. It's been in my top 20 for like 6 years. Yeah, it was one of those
A1.
The
I think it's actually
shows.
My personal favorite.
I watched it as
A1.
It was airing, and it was incredible.
Yeah, like I loved A1 because of Birdie the Mighty, and then when I heard that, this is from the makers of Birdie the Mighty, I'm like, oh, very different.
I really like that show.
All right. Me too. What you got next?
This one's... Okay, I'm going to pick one. This is going to be a controversial choice for some people, but... Yeah. I always loved the first episode of Magikoi Oh Samurai Girls, which in Japanese is Love Me Seriously, which is not a good show. It's a trashy harem show adapted from an adult visual novel, so you know how those go. But the first episode is actually great. The first episode is like a weird samurai war game between two classes at the school, and it's actually a lot of fun. And I'm like, wow, this is great. And then the rest of the show never lives up to it or ever goes back to it. But for that one episode, it's a good show.
Anything just particular?
The,
I mean, the
character dialogue,
but
just the idea of it. Like, they're all just high schoolers, but for some reason, and they're all like trained in like shonen battle arts. And they've got like, you know, the old... you see in a lot of Japanese movies where like the general sits behind the screens while the battle's happening. And it's such a huge, ridiculous, like high school war game. And it's a great idea. I would have loved to see a whole show about like a high school where they settle things with war games. But unfortunately it's just that first episode.
Can I introduce you to Girls and Panzer?
I was about to say the same thing.
It's not a war game. It's a bunch of mo blobs driving a tank. Not a fan.
They're firing at each other, though. It's totally a war game.
Yeah, this one, I don't know. This was a lot more fun because it was like old school samurai style. Well, I would recommend watching
that
episode.
Would you recommend it or no? Just
and then maybe don't bother with the rest of the show. Although the show did have its moments. There were parts of the show. There was one scene in a later episode where it does the old protagonist walks in on female character in the bathroom. She
well,
doesn't want
so
to do
funny
that, but then,
she doesn't want
like. It spends like 10 minutes on the scene with him trying to talk his way out of it. And it's actually really, really funny. Oh, man. But yeah, just watch the first episode, go, that was neat, and then move on with it.
I remember trying to start, I started to read the visual novel, and then something distracted me, and I never went back to it.
I have no idea how good the actual visual novel is. I mean, it might be funnier in that format.
I'm told it's actually pretty good.
I guess the show has its moments.
Anyway,
I want to talk about another show that will spoil the entire plot, but I've got to talk about this one. School Live.
Oh boy.
Oh, Gagaku Galashi. Yeah, this is another show which completely buried its premise in all the advertising, and if you went in blind, you got an absolute treat. Anyone else watch this show?
Same. Yeah, me too.
I'm familiar with it, but I haven't
seen
it.
Well, sorry, guys.
Twist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I basically
well,
we all know
it's,
the twist.
Well, it's
we
show,
haven't
like,
seen
it basically
it.
Shows a girl running around like a school and just enjoying herself with her classmates and just it's the entire show is like her just running around this entire thing and then again something's off for this whole show. You might have noticed I like shows that are kind of off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then obviously everyone knows the twist by now, but it turns out that the whole show is in a zombie apocalypse and she's been talking to no one in her class, and only four characters are alive in this part time. And the way it drops it is like one of the girls walks in on her and like just chats on her, and then the camera just turns around and it shows you the demolished classroom and all the smashed windows. And then it pans out, it shows you outside with all the zombies. And she's like, oh, let me close this window. La-di-da, shuts the window, which is like completely smashed out, and just shows you all the zombies. Like, wow.
Huh. So does the series ever hit that high point ever again, or is that really it?
The show is, I really like the show, but apparently, from people who I know who've read the source material, apparently they completely fucked it up, so a chance for season two was kind of ruined. Yeah. I know it's ending soon, though, so I'm going to read it.
Yeah, I guess no one else. All right, Bryce, I know what you got. You
I was going to talk about Star Driver, but I'm going to throw that out the window at the moment. Instead, let's talk about Arpeggio of Blue Steel. This is a great sci-fi show. The adaptation is a little bit questionable later on, but the first episode is really, really good. It does a great job of world building. It does a great job of introducing the characters, introducing the conflicts. It's a 3D CG show with cel shading, and it was a year before Berserk and blows it out of the water entirely. Yes.
Ooh, nice pun.
So, if we were to set aside the Total Eclipse and Schwartz's Mark and spinoffs, if Attack on Titan is the closest thing we've gotten to a Muv-Luv anime, Arpeggio of Blue Steel is the closest thing we've gotten to a good Muv-Luv anime.
Oh, okay.
I like Schwartz Markin.
Actually, funny enough, I've only ever watched the first episode of Arpeggio. I watched it with some friends at a house party. It was really good.
You should watch the rest of it. It's really, really good.
Oh, I know I should.
After the weird AI girl harem.
Okay. No, even that, it's pretty interestingly done. The whole thing is naval warfare. It's actually really interesting because there's not a lot of that outside of the really weird stuff like Azur Lane and stuff like that. Yeah.
Which is bad. I don't know. I remember liking the start of it, but I couldn't really tell you what else happens in most of the series. I thought it was kind of forgettable.
I liked it a lot.
I remember the start having been pretty good. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a decent CG, though. Like, usually CG makes you want to throw up, just like
and every other episode.
In episode one of Berserk anime. But
no, I mean, he makes you
throw up every
up.
Episode.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, but in the first episode, he literally throws up. I'm like, this is... Oh, good lord.
I bet that CG puke was the best CG in the whole series.
Jesus Christ. I need to just read the Berserk manga, but we're not here to talk about Berserk. I mean, the first episode of the original Berserk, that's
terrible.
Something we can talk about for sure. That one has a fantastic... I don't remember.
Oh, God, I hate the first original episode. Basically, it spoils the twist. And then they cut the whole entire rest of the series as a flashback.
Yeah, that was kind of a mistake.
I hate that.
Well, for the people... But if you didn't read the manga, like, I didn't read the manga.
I think that first episode should
cool.
be erased from existence. Yeah.
Worst first episodes, our next topic.
Oh, I've got some contenders for that one.
Definitely.
We don't... Well, we could probably do a few more if you want to do, like, any, notables for best first episodes. See, I always want to talk about this show, but it's another show that I have a hard time talking about is Deno Coil, which is, okay, let me try this. They are in, I think it's Tokyo, and they all have Google Glass, and it's tied to a network where they do like school warfare fights with digital powers, and there's Sachi, and he chases after them, and then there there's a dog who's really old.
So it's like Axel World?
And that's it. Only,
fair
except
enough.
It's not weeb trash.
First Dimension
like,
W.
It's actually, like, good. Yeah. It's almost like Ghibli quality children. Like, you know how Ghibli does a good job of, like, making characters that look like they could actually be real people? Not like, oh my god, I would never expect to see a person like that in real life. This is one of those shows, and it's just... It really draws you in the first episode, basically. I've talked about this show on the podcast before, but I don't think I've ever done it justice because it's just really...
Yeah, some shows are like that.
Yep.
And another show with a great first episode that I actually thought of while we were doing this was Big O.
Yeah!
Big O had a great first episode that set up the world and its conflicts and its characters really well for the very first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you should watch.
It's another
you
show
should
I haven't
see Big
seen
O.
yet. Should I? Is it totally worth it? It's like basically all the super popular Adult Swim stuff. It's like
the thing is, I don't like Mecha like as a general rule, but I loved Big O.
Same. It was really good.
Okay.
It was really good. You know what? Speaking of Mecha, that you might like even if you don't like Mecha, let's go back to Star Driver for a moment. It is completely and utterly insane. all of the Chunibyo bullshit that Steins Gate pulls, all of the made up words, the secret societies, all the conspiracy shit. Star Driver takes that all to 12, and then adds.
You said 13 earlier. What happened?
I rewatched the first episode. That's what happened.
You thought about it?
I have. I've seen the whole series and the movie. I don't remember like anything.
Star Driver is the gayest straight show I've ever seen.
What? What?
Yes.
Back up a bit.
Oh. That might be offensive depending on where you take that.
Okay, first of all, they refer to the main character as the Galactic Pretty Boy. Yeah.
And he's very pretty.
I mentioned that several times over. But, like, man, for all the actual heterosexual sex that occurs in the show, both implied and more or less on camera, or we see the aftermath or whatever, it is one of the most fujoshi-baiting shows I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
Wait, there's sex on this show? That's highly unusual. There sure wasn't just hand-holding?
Oh, yeah. There's several... There's both consensual and not going on there.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's
eventually consensual.
Consensual. No, there is none of that. It is definitely interesting. It's fucking weird.
Oh, dear.
I mean, the best way I would describe it is if, like, the Utena director...
Pretty much.
He hasn't done that yet.
The main character's mecha is, tap-dancing, dual rapier-wielding fop.
Huh.
Yeah, people don't say fop enough.
I agree.
People say fob too much, which is fresh off the boat. Do not
say
it.
No, it's your key fob, dude. It's the thing you put on your...
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
It's the thing you put on your belt to hold your keys, or the thing you click to get into your car. Come on.
People call Italians fobs because they were fresh off the boat, and it was offensive.
I'm 50% Italian. I don't give a fuck. I
appreciate if you didn't say it.
No, you're not.
Together we are 100. Oh, that really? You sound German.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, it's Italia in here.
All right, well, let's go through just a couple more of these, and we'll wrap it up because we're already over an hour. But recommend you haven't talked about.
Well, I was trying to restrain myself, but I would love to recommend the first episode of Katori-san because it's a great episode. Mm-hmm. You know, it packs like 3 or 4 episodes worth of setup for the whole show into that one episode. You get everything you need to know about the main two characters and the main thrust of the narrative in that one episode. It does a fantastic job.
And hypothetically, if we were going to have an episode about wow, I forgot. What's it called? The thing with the four faces
on what?
The mountain. I'm an idiot.
Oh, the Mount Rushmore.
Four faces on the mountain in America. We're all proud of it. Mount Rushmore. Jesus. All right. I was going to say edit it out. Don't edit that out. Leave it
in. I think you should edit out.
Edit out what you said,
but leave that edit out in.
Don't touch this episode, all right? You leave it all. If we were hypothetically going to have an episode about Mount Rushmore, but it got deleted and no one got to hear it, would you put
the character known as Manabe on this theoretical Mount Rushmore in this episode that never happened?
Exactly. I don't remember it either. I watched it too. I can vouch. It's a good episode. It has that shock value that we were talking about with that school show, School Live. But then I don't know if it really keeps the pace after that moment, but it is still a good show.
We know. We know you do.
Okay.
One more. Oh, I've got two. You pick one. Pick one.
Fine. Just do
the left one.
I mean, I've watched
okay,
this
so
one. The
first,
first one.
One is,
the
no,
second.
The other
the devil
one.
Is a... Fuck's sake. The devil is a part timer.
The devil is a part timer.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it's considering how much isekai we get now, it's a reverse isekai. A devil, like a demon lord, gets his ass kicked by the hero and jumps into a portal and ends up in current Japan. And then suddenly finds out he can't use his magic. And like him and his like chief servant are like running around Japan just trying to help. Like he says, I'm going to use my magic power. Ah! And then a taxi pulls up because he's holding his hand in the air and they think he's trying to hail it.
Oh, God, that first episode is great.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's just some
rapid
fire jokes. The cop who thought they were Chuni was the best part.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That was great.
I gave up my dream. You guys keep going.
Yeah. I just love the end of the episode where he's happy. He's got his job, and then he just gets to the fucking traffic light, and then this girl comes up and like, "I'm gonna kill you," and he's like on a bike.
That was always really that. God, that whole show was great.
Yeah,
the demon works at McRonald's.
Yep. Like, as I said, like an episode I can watch over and over. It's not episode one, but episode two, where he just slams the door in Emmy's face. Uh-huh. That bit never fails to make me like happy when I see that moment. Just. I come to get you, Demon Lord. Slam. Lock. Hey, let me in!
Their relationship is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Girls Last Tour. Right.
Just tell us about Girls Last Tour.
Post-apocalypse show with like the only two girls living in the world. And, like, there's these young girls and they're like both complete blobs. Like, art style-wise. It's so, like, cutesy, but it's just them exploring this beautiful dead world.
It's a brilliant show.
It's amazing.
But yeah, it's like there's the two main characters. One of them is very silly and like very like just dopey, and the other is more like with it, as it were. And she like keeps the other one in check. And then there's a moment at the end of this episode where the tables completely turn. And that the stupid girl just is like, yeah, you might be smart, but I have a gun. Give me your food. Like, it's a tone piece. It's like, it's got comedic moments of like two girls just being girls, but it has like a lot of dark moments because it's just like a very dead world.
Like the two girls themselves.
Yeah, like, they're like a light in the darkness.
Yeah, they can be funny, but they're in the end of the world. It's not like post-apocalypse like Mad Max where people are building a new society. Society is dead. There are literally very few people left, if any. So there's always this thing hanging over the show where no matter what they do, how much fun they have, they're going to die, and then that's it for humanity.
That's what it feels like. Yep. Yeah, the whole show.
You always, there's always that thing right there in like in the corner of the screen. Like you're just waiting for something to come out and murder them. And so like, there's always that tension, even in scenes that are not supposed
to. Just them like driving in their little car across.
They're
like
driving in their crack and crack.
On a ruined like city. I think you'd love it. It looks great.
That show also has fantastic opening and ending themes.
It has great music overall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The show's base. It's a masterpiece. I've always said.
If it gets a movie which covers the last 10 chapters, it will be an absolute masterpiece.
I don't know if I could handle the last chapter. I've heard of them, and I don't think I could handle them.
Oh my god, the last 10 chapters are an ordeal.
Yeah, we did the collab for that season. We put it on the collab, and I got to do the write-up. And it's hard to do it justice, because it's some of the best stuff of the recent past.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best shows of the last 5 years.
I can't believe we just weren't going to do this one, apparently. It's like the best show we've talked about, except for... But I'm putting that on my list. I'm putting Nolan Peta on my list. I'm going to check both of those out.
I'm glad I managed to get you some shows.
Yeah, every now and then I'll find time, but I got to finish that Yu Yu Hakusho, baby. I think that's it. You got anything else before we close it out?
Mm-mm.
All right, Requiem, can you give us the closing episode song?
This is episodes over.